Pastor Tim Patrick over at Manhattan Baptist Church is our special guest here this morning, and we welcome you in. It's first time here at the K-Man Studios.
Yes. Thanks
for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a blessing to serve the Manhattan community and to share what God is doing.
Well, we appreciate getting you on here. I want to learn a little bit more about you and the church itself. First of all, tell us about yourself, Pastor. How long you've been in Manhattan and where you came from?
Well, first of all, we love Manhattan, by the way. We've only been here about 2.5 years, but we love the people, just kind and very gracious. And I'm originally from Ponca City, Oklahoma, and you have to really go there on purpose to get there. But I was raised there, raised in a Christian home, called into ministry at age 11. My heart for people came early on in my life when I had the opportunity to serve in a nursing home ministry, believe it or not, in Ponca City. Really, God used it to open my eyes to really see the impact I can make just by being faithful and compassionate and to see their smiles. There's just something that God did in my life and my heart, and to hear the encouragement from the residents really greatly moved me. And now God's called us to Manhattan, and I have a family of 4 boys. And constant fun, and we have just a great time. My wife has supported us and just is a great blessing to our family. The people here, though, in Manhattan are now our calling, and it's a blessing to serve in this city.
Well, we're pleased to meet you and learn a little bit more about you and your family. We're glad you're settled here in Manhattan. The Manhattan Baptist Church is located at 510 Tuttle Street, for those that don't know.
Yes.
Not too far from where we're located here, over on Casement Road, the radio station. Just about
a stone's throws away.
Yep. Yeah.
So Manhattan Baptist Church was organized in 1958. So that's before my time. Okay.
So that's me too.
A little bit before my time. And it's been around that long, but it's amazing how many people have no idea we exist because we're kind of tucked away at a dead-end road there off Tuttle Street. But we're a small, welcoming church here in Manhattan. We love the Bible. We love people. We're committed to helping families grow in their walk with Christ. We always go back to that. We are Christ-centered. As my home church says, Christ-centered, family-focused, and it's really the case for us as well. We're small enough to know each other well and close enough to walk through life together, and we try to share each other's burdens, and we want people to feel seen, loved, known, cared for at Manhattan Baptist Church.
All right, and folks can pick and choose a church wherever they want to go. Why? What sets Manhattan Baptist Church apart from maybe others, would you say?
Well, our goal is simple. We want people to be in a place where they can hear from God. And so really we try to take away distractions. We want to make people be able to focus on the Lord, and we pray together. We try to set an atmosphere, even with the music. We sing from the old hymn books, and of course, we sing other songs as well. We like some of the new songs that are out there, and I've even written a song, and it's not much, but anyways, but we teach and we preach the Bible. We sing hymns. We believe people still love the truth, and people still love the old songs, but whether it's the preaching or the music, we just want people to feel fed spiritually and feel like when they leave, they have left fed, truly, and we believe that that's what people need. They don't need my opinions. They don't need my, little nuggets. No, they need the Lord. He can change their lives. So,
well, this weekend is a very popular weekend for a lot of folks to go to church. I think the 2 weekends of the year a lot of folks tend to go to church the most is Christmas and Easter, and here
right,
we are, Easter
right.
weekend. This is an opportunity for people to learn more about you guys.
It is, and we emphasize the Bible, and really, we're just to be honest. My preaching is primarily expository. We really do go verse by verse. I dig deep, and we dig deep together, looking into the Word of God, seeing what God is saying to us as well. And but I do work hard at making sure that I make the Scripture clear, understandable. For anyone who walks in, we want them to feel loved, but truly fed and pointed to Jesus, because He is the answer.
And Pastor Tim Patrick joining us here from Manhattan Baptist Church. Again, 510 Tuttle Street is where they're located at here in the Northview area. you mentioned some of the things you guys do here on a weekly basis. What about in the community? What do you guys do here in the community that folks should know about?
Well, they might have heard about the Illusion Show. We actually had two shows. We ended up doing two because the response was so great online. And so we had these Illusion Shows by David Korn. Great time. We were packed for both shows. Praise the Lord for that. And we had some egg hunts previously. We're not doing that this year. It's just been so busy, and so we just wanted to kind of balance it out. We appreciate our church members so much, Dina Foster and others who just constantly serve in various ways, but we try not to wear everybody out too much. But anyway, so we have egg hunts. We had free school supplies, community meals. We had a hymn sing. That was fun. And my parents came, and they used to travel and sing, so we try to, in fact, they're singing this Sunday, by the way, just a little plug there. Anyways, but they'll be traveling up here soon, and but our family used to sing together and make some CDs, but we love to sing, we love to fellowship. We have lots of times of fellowship, a potluck once a month at our church. In fact, a week from this Sunday, we're having a potluck again. And we have weekly bulletins that has all the events, so if you're not sure what's coming up, we have a new bulletin each week, and so we support missionaries. And so there's just different things we do, of course, so rummage sales as well, and that's how I met Nicole, and it was such a blessing to talk with her, and just appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
Yeah, the rummage sale. Yeah, that was just a week ago or something like that.
Yep, exactly. So it was just a blast, and you know, it's just a good time of fellowship, you know, just we just like to have a good time. It really is.
Well, and that's what a good church does here. You know, it creates community, it creates a place that people want to go back to, and such an important thing. And you know, you mentioned you know, I think before we got on air here, being in a college town is a little unique here. What's that opportunity like here to draw in, you know, that demographic?
You know, obviously, being a younger pastor, it's helped, I think, some, but it really has been a blessing to make an impact on the next generation and to see the interest that college students have. I believe that they are seeking the truth. They want it. Some don't know where to look. And, of course, there's lots of great churches out there but that preach the truth, and we praise God for that. But, you know, we're also a church family. I think a lot of college students, you know, they want that home away from home. And we take them out to eat, all, you know, often, and do things like that. You know, different situations like that. We know we just try to be a blessing, and you know, buy them some food or something, and take them out for coffee. And we just love to have a good time with the students, and we appreciate their willingness to serve even away from home. And I think that just shows their heart for the Lord. And but yes, we are so thankful for all of our college students who come, and even just the younger couples who come, and they've been such an encouragement to us.
I've pulled up your website here, manhattanbaptistchurch.com. I see there's stuff for the kids, too. You have Sunday school and nursery offered every Sunday.
Good point. Yes, we do have a kids class both morning services, and we have an adult class during Sunday school hour, which is the 10 o'clock hour. Our main hour is the 11 o'clock service.
Okay.
So if you want to, you know, hear the main, you know, portion of the music, and then the main message, that'll be the 11 o'clock hour. And we usually try to get out about 12 o'clock. And so, you know, that way you can beat everybody else to the restaurants and all that fun stuff. I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, you just, you know, gotta get out there and get the food. You know, everybody talks about Baptists and food, so, you know, fried chicken and all that. But hey, there's nothing wrong with that. We'll just go to the Pizza Ranch or something. I don't know. Whatever we gotta do.
Hey, sounds good to me. Anything else you'd like folks to know about you guys?
Well, as you mentioned about nursery, we do have a nursery during every service, so that is available, and we have a baby whisperer, and she is so good with kids. Of course, they're all background checked and everything, but just does an amazing, phenomenal job with the babies. I have yet to meet a baby who doesn't love our nursery worker, our nursery workers. We have multiple, but Miss Doris just is such a blessing. And but yeah, we have additional services as well, and that's always helpful for those whose schedule just does not allow for Sunday morning to attend. We have Sunday at 6 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. And so I always go to those if someone says, oh, sorry, I can't make it. I say, well, we do have a couple other services besides the morning services, if you're able to make it, of course. So, and but again, we want people to know Jesus. That's the key. And I think about Easter, you know, if you don't have a church home, we'd love to welcome you this Easter at 11 o'clock. And I think you'll find a family. And I know people say that about jobs and stuff, like we're a family, and sometimes that's taken in an interesting way. But really, we are family, and we'll treat you like family in a good way, but hopefully. And so you'll be encouraged, and you'll be among friends. And we want people to feel loved and to hear the truth, to have an opportunity to hear it, and to leave with hope this Easter.
Well, and, you know, it's a good message to have, especially, you know, any time of the year, really. But there's always somebody out there that needs to hear it. And, you know, this weekend or whenever, if we're touching one person, that's one person that hopefully is being saved.
Right, absolutely. And we saw someone saved just recently, and of course, actually two at the Illusion Show. We had, he gives a little salvation charge at the end, and Brother David, and two souls were saved. And so we just praise God for that, because that's what it's all about. We always say, keep the main thing, and we can do all these other things. We love the activities. We love the potlucks. We love it. We love the fellowship. But ultimately, it's all about people knowing and following Jesus.
All right. Again, Pastor Tim Patrick from Manhattan Baptist Church. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you out there?
Well, I would encourage them to maybe check out our website. It's just manhattanbaptistchurch.com. And if they want to contact us, our email is manhattanbaptist@gmail.com. So manhattanbaptist@gmail.com. You can call our phone. I may or may not be there, but it's 785-776-9069. You can leave a message there. And we do have a Facebook page that streams all the services live at Manhattan Baptist Church, the Facebook page. So, yep, that is what we've got.
All right. Well, Pastor, it sure was nice to meet you. Thanks for being
nice
out
to
here.
Meet you too. And thank you so much, Brandon. We're grateful for this community, and we'd love to welcome anyone who wants to celebrate Easter with us this Sunday at 11 a.m.
All right. Well, happy Easter. Thanks for being here.
Happy Easter to you.